use a portal, which could be the feeling of your inner body, which takes your attention away from thought. Remember, when you are not thinking, you are more intelligent, more awake, more alive than when you are thinking. The difference is such that the thought state, the state of thought identification, is like sleep or dreamland. And then you awaken out of thought. This is why traditionally in many spiritual traditions the term awakening is a key word. In Buddhism, the very root of Buddha means the one who is awake. Jesus' teaching, many parables are about being awake. To be free of, more recently, their spiritual teachings, Krishnamurti's teaching, can be summarized in two words, which he never did. He must have had his reasons. I love Krishnamurti, a great love and for the teaching and the power of what the teaching, it's extremely important in the evolution of consciousness, and really what's happening here is the same continuation, no more, no less. Oh yes, summarizing, he never said it, but really, it says, don't think. Just be. All he said was, let's investigate the nature of thought. Can thought take us there? Let's look into it. Because he taught in the negative tradition, like Buddhism, for those of you who know him. So, and that is more, many of the teachings take you, even the Course in Miracles, which some of you know, which is the one channeled work that I love. There may be one or two others. It consists of words, 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 pages and pages of script, and yet all designed to, when you get towards the end, to take you into the region of stillness, when words are no longer needed. So it meets you where you are in the noise, and then takes you by the hand out of the noise. And for some people it works. But here there's not even a method. There's no practice. There's no exercises here. There's simply the power of presence teaching directly, presence emanating, and that works for those who are ready for it. And then you don't need the intermediary step of a practice or a teaching. If you have one, it's fine. But presence is emerging directly now. Thoughtless awareness. Ramana Maharshi, whom many of you know, who lived in the first half of the 20th century, highly respected, great Indian teacher, when asked by someone, how can we judge whether we are making any progress on the spiritual path? How can we know it? He said, the degree absence of thoughts is your measure of progress on the spiritual path. And this is an insult to the mind. Sitting here is an insult. The mind says, how dare you? I've been cultivating thought all my life. I have 2 degrees. My whole identity is lodged in thought. I'm so much more clever than most people. And you're telling me to stop thinking? You're telling me to be stupid? Now, you cannot make yourself stop thinking, unfortunately or fortunately. It doesn't work. You can't make yourself stop thinking. unless presence that arises in you is already of such power that thought simply stops, and then it looks as if you were making yourself stop thinking. This presence, your mind stops. But the quickest way to thoughtless awareness is, and it always comes back to that, to surrender to the now. Because the whole compulsion to think is to do with not surrendering to now, to life. That's why the mental noise, the mind is so active. It's really always trying to get away from now. Why? To uphold the mind-based sense of self. Accept this moment completely. Then very quickly a stillness and a peace emerge, no matter what this moment contains. Whether you live in a palace, or in a prison, or in a mansion, or in a little hut, makes no difference. Or whether your life situation, as I call it, the external circumstances of your life, whether everything is just crumbled around you, or whether you've just won the lottery, makes no difference. Although it's more likely that you will get it when everything is just collapsed around you than when you've just won $1 million, because that can prolong the illusion a little bit more, not a lot more.
This concludes session 2 of The Flowering of Human Consciousness with Eckhart Tolle. Our program continues with session 3.